Hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Honesty, your host here at 35th and H, and I'm here with one of my favorite people in the world, my mom.
Say hello, mother.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
So, really quick, I came to visit my mother on Monday, and a revelation happened in the 4 days that we spent together, and we just wanted to share, you know, God's glory and what he did through these 4 days. So happy. So, you want to start? You want
to? No, you have to talk about.
I got you.
I can get them when you say something.
I got you. I got you. I got this. Okay. So, I guess the basis of this is forgiveness is not, it shouldn't stop at forgiveness.
Amen.
We should push for understanding and try to understand where the differences came from, where the hurt came from,
yes.
Because it would just make for, it just makes things so much better when you have that understanding with the person, so you don't go back to where you all were in the first place as far as the disagreement. So, for those that don't know, I say it a lot, but I'm gonna say it again. I have an abusive past, childhood. So I realized in these past 4 days that a lot of the issues that I've had with my mom, and she's my adopted mom. A lot of people, I understand that's kind of been a little misunderstanding. She's my adopted mom, but I see her as my real mother, and she's been in my life for like 12 years. Over 12 years? Over 12 years. So she's the mother God wanted me to have, I believe. But there was some resentment in our relationship when I saw it as disciplining, I would just, it was triggering something in me.
Mm-hmm.
And the first couple of years, I didn't really think about it. I just thought, like I said last night, I wasn't a good enough Christian to you.
Yeah,
and that's why there was a lot of resentment and pushback when you would try to tell me things.
Yeah.
So for years, I felt this way and never said anything. So God is good. Last night, it was set up and it hit ahead. And a friend had to intervene between the two of us, which was good too, because I don't think we would have hurt each other had it not been for that one friend.
Right, it's so true.
I knew something was wrong, but I did not know how to articulate my feelings. And all I was worried about is if I say how I feel to you, I was going to hurt your feelings.
Right.
Just because of how our relationship was. So, bottom line, it came out that I was never disciplined with love. It was always physical abuse and negative. So anytime someone would try to tell me something, I just saw it as negative, if that's the best way to put it, you know. So, what do you say about that?
Yeah, it's like I think what brings on a lot of argument and misunderstanding is because we don't learn to listen.
Yeah,
we want to get our point across, and when the person who brought the information in the first place, instead of us listening to that person, we still really think about what we want to say. Mm-hmm. So our ears are closed. We're not hearing. We see them talking. We hear them talking, but we're not paying attention to what they're saying because we so really want to interject what we want to say. And so we intercede, buttoning instead of just wait till you get your turn. We don't do that. And that's what caused a lot of problems. So we learned, and I learned last night, the problem is why we have so many misunderstanding, arguing, fussing, is because we don't pay attention. We don't do what God said. God said, come, let's reason together. And if we would keep that in thought, and before we even open our mouth, think about, pray about it first, and thank God for the one who interceded for us, who said, let's pray.
Mm-hmm.
Before we say anything, let's pray. And that's what we should do.
We should have prayed. We should have prayed that.
I usually do. I usually do that. But I didn't do it last night because I didn't. My daughter said, do you mind if I say something? She put what was bothering her.
Yeah.
And the young lady, very good listener, she listened and she interjected to wait to hear what honesty had to say, and then she waited to see what I had to say. Well, I was in total shock because I didn't know my daughter felt that way. I didn't know she had anything against me. You see, but thank God all that came out last night. And because honesty got up, she's upset because of what I said. I said, but you're not honest. And Lord, I don't know why I said that.
The enemy was all in that. Yeah. We were in our feelings.
And then it dawned on me when I was in the shower. And wait, I'm going to say it now. And the child said, whenever you have a good service, anything, we had a good service last night with you. But you know what? Everything was fine. And when God, the enemy of our souls do not want us to praise the Lord. We was praising the Lord, was giving it, and everybody shared what they had to say. It was wonderful. And I forgot that once that happened, the enemy is angry, and as soon as it's over, he's gonna come straight in, and that's what he did.
Yeah.
And I missed that. I didn't think about that last night. Usually when I get going to church and have a nice service, mm-hmm. I always be on my toes. And the enemy is angry, he's gonna come at us. And I missed it last night. I missed it. And so we have to remember that when we have good things together, the enemy don't like it, but getting along together, the enemy don't like it. And he's going to come in there like a roaring lion.
Because
he wants to devour us. He wants to break it up. He don't want to hear us getting along, you know?
Yeah. And during group. Oh,
yeah,
sorry,
that's good. Go ahead.
During group, that's the one thing about having video Zoom, because you can see faces, and I'm pretty sure our friend saw my face. But remember I told you I felt like I wasn't a good enough Christian all these years.
Yes, yes.
But you were saying it in love. But I'm so used to someone disciplining me in a negative way.
Yes.
It was hard for me to receive that. But I knew something was wrong. I'm like, I know she loves me. I know she doesn't mean it that way. Why am I taking it that way? So when you were saying amen, because, you know,
yes.
our friend was, she was speaking good. And she, yes. the enemy had, was in my ear. He's like, look at her praising. Look at her, but listen to what she said the other night at the table that got you upset. How can she sit here and say amen and encourage this when she said this to you? And I'm sitting here like, okay, I know this is the enemy. Okay, I know this is the enemy. And I'm so happy that after the group, she called.
Yes.
And I said, I just felt the Spirit say, now is the time. Open your mouth.
Right.
And I knew it wasn't going to make a lot of sense, because when I get flustered, sometimes things don't come out right. Like I'll bounce from here to there.
Yes.
But what I think a big lesson for me is all these years I was scared to tell you how I really felt.
Yes.
Because I was trying to tell you how I felt when I should have just given it to God and said earlier, Lord, please reveal what's not right. It was recent that I'm like, Lord, okay. This is too much. It's been too long. What is going on? But I didn't always say that prayer.
Right.
I just said, you know what? I'm irritated. And I pushed it under the rug. I said, she's my mom. I don't want to upset her. I love her. I don't want to offend her. And I don't want to hurt her feelings. And I love how God set that situation up.
Yes, he did. Yes, he
did. For us to work that out.
Yeah, he had you to come over.
And all of a prayer, I said, you know, God, I want to make it right with my mom. You're the only mother that I've known. You've been a mother and father half the time that I've known you anyway, you know?
Yes.
So I did say that prayer years late. I've been praying that within the past year or so. Please make it right with my mom. I don't want this to be our way.
Right.
This
right.
cannot be our way, you
right,
know?
Right. And I didn't know anything. I didn't know you was going through that. Had I known you was going through that, how to make you bring it out, I did not know.
But you couldn't have. God had to deal with it and deal with
me. The way he did.
Yes. The way that he did.
Yes.
And I lied to you, not listeners. When it came out, it was not pretty at first. I'm going to tell you that. Whew, it wasn't pretty.
Yes.
Was not pretty. But at the end of it, it was like a tumor that was a part of my body for years that I just got used to being there. And I, instead of saying, Lord, who's my surgeon, please just cut this off. I was making excuses for it being there and just living life. I was living life hurt. I was living life sick.
Wow.
It was toxic.
Yes.
Metaphorically, it's the same thing with having a tumor.
Right, right.
And the Lord was the surgeon and cut it right off. Why? Because I asked him to finally.
Yes.
I ignored it for years and I said, okay. And then you would always say, you don't accept me for who I am.
Yes.
And I'm like, I do accept you. I just.
I think you did.
Yeah. It was something deeper than that.
Right.
But we
right.
try to fix things ourselves.
Right.
And it took a prayer, and God's like, thank you for finally asking. Now I'm going to set this up to where I got you.
Yes, yes.
And look where we are. It's yes. like a new body.
Yes.
New relationship with
yes,
you.
Yes.
And I'm just
thank
grateful.
You, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. We can't settle for the relationships that we have if it doesn't feel right.
Right.
And sometimes we walk around with anger and resentment and all these negative emotions.
And the other person don't know about it.
Doesn't know about it. Half the time we don't even know what's going on. We think, well, this is who we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you got to check that because something's not right.
Right.
I was never okay with our back and forth. I knew it was wrong. I knew it was. And inside of me, I'm like, honesty, you know better. You, even though we didn't raise our... sometimes I would raise my voice. And I'm sorry again for that.
It's okay.
But I was never okay with it. I don't ever want you to think
I
was
know you were hurting. See, that, but you don't realize when you do that, I don't say nothing because I know you're hurting. I go about how, why you like that because of your past. That's what I saw. I never saw it, you know. Yeah. I didn't take everything you said to me that serious because I knew you were hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I keep going back to with what you've happened to you. You've been through a lot doing all year. So I'm trying my best not to make it hard on you. But sometimes I get angry. You know?
You're only human.
Yeah, I get angry. You know, I think, oh God, that she, oh my Lord, she's really been hurt terribly. That's why I'm glad the Lord let you write your book. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I have so much more to learn. The book was just the, what's the word? The book I can say was the path set or the book, the start.
Yeah.
But I have so much more growing to do, but I'm happy that the book opened the door for this.
Right. Because other people are going through the same that you went through, and that's what they need. That's why God wanted to write that book. So they'll get understanding too. They'll see why. Oh, so this is why I act the way I act. Look what happened to me in the past. Because some people push it back in their mind. They don't want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So God had you write that book. So people who have the same problem, we could be able to see you have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to be hating people all and you never could forgive people. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You know? So I thank God for Miss Erica. I thank God that God used her after we had that nice service last night. God used her, and God told her to call us. And I didn't know what for.
Yeah.
I was glad that she was on the phone. I didn't have no idea. Yeah. I was shocked when you said to me, Mom, can I say it? I didn't know what you was going to say. But I wasn't going to say no.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I'm glad. I just thank God.
I'm just happy. There was something in me, and that I'm never okay with things that God's trying to work with me. When I know the enemy is doing something, I would or will. I don't want to say something negative, you know, speak it in the future if it's not good. But I was never okay with it.
Right.
Sometimes it would seem like I'm okay lashing out or reacting. I'm never okay with it because I'm more hard on myself than anybody else.
I know that.
You know.
Yes.
And I'm like, I know that you and my brother, because I see him as a male figure I look up to.
Right.
I'm like, I love them so much. Why am I so offended when they talk to me?
Mm-hmm.
And I know them. I know they would never hurt me.
Right.
But like Erica said, honesty, what you're going through has nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's something in you. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's digging deeper. But I love the fact that we never gave up on each other.
No, I could never do that. I wasn't going to let you. When you said you go, Scott, I'm saying you're going to leave. I said, that's what she thinking in my mind. I said, you're not leaving here.
Honey,
I was going to put you down. You are not going to leave. Mm-mm. Because if you left that door, then all I felt was hurt that our relationship was gone. That's all I saw.
Because that's what I'm used to doing.
I will never see you again. And that wasn't going to allow that to happen. Because God put you into my life. I lost my daughter through drugs.
Right.
When she was 39. And when I saw God, I was so happy. I said, God, you gave me back a daughter. That's all I saw. Because my real daughter's in New York, but you're here.
Right.
And you know I needed you. He knew that. We meet people in life and we think it's because they need us. But we the ones who God want to use us to get to that person that he brought into our life.
Mm-hmm.
Because we need each other.
Yeah.
And that's what he did. And I see you as a real daughter. I don't see you as somebody that just came into my life. I see you as my real daughter.
It's a beautiful thing when we know that we know when a blessing comes into our life. Yes. It's a blessing when you're able to acknowledge that blessing.
Yes.
But here I'm thinking, God, thank you for giving me a you know, a parent. So many people have disappointed me in life, and he brought me you. And here I'm thinking I got the blessing, and I'm the one that's, and you were just as blessed with the relationship.
I was more blessed than you.
I say I'm more blessed. But look at us going back and forth with blessing. We got to stop that. we're both blessed for each other.
Yeah. God brings people into your life for a reason. Sometimes you think it's because of them. Mm-mm. Because you need it. I needed to learn. Mm-hmm. I need to learn patience. Mm-hmm. See? I mean, because that's all the praying for patience. Boy, thank you, Jesus. Got the victory. I'm the most patient now. I'm too patient.
You are patient. We got caught in that rainstorm, and I was sitting there so upset the other day. I was like, oh, my hair. And you said, I can't feel my feet. They are wet, and I love it. And I was looking back like, are you serious? We have two more blocks to go, and you are praising God in this? The product in my hair was burning my eyes. I couldn't see walking forward. I am very grateful for you. I'm grateful for this relationship. And I feel like I said, that tumor that was sitting on me that I carried for so long, yes. I feel like it's gone.
Praise the Lord.
Thank and our relationship Jesus. Is so much better. And thank God we have.
It's going to get better and better. Because now we know. Yeah. And I just thank God for it. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for friends that come in the middle and they're like, hold on a second. But God places you in the right position to do his work.
Amen.
And when it fails, it's because we're not obedient.
Amen.
So I'm just grateful that you knew not to react to me because I was a little heated last night. You did react that one time, but I understand because I was just a little upset. But I'm glad that Miss Erica knew to call.
Yes.
I'm glad that she went right to the word.
Yes.
Because you and I didn't even pray. And we prayed.
No, that you did pray.
Yeah. So he placed everything in the right place so we could defeat the enemy and ruin his plans.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's all I can say. Thank you, Jesus.
So I'm just grateful. And we wanted to just share that little piece,
that would help someone else who's going through something similar to what we went through.
And we're not saying it to say that it was easy because last night, oh my goodness, it was sheer obedience to the Lord that I sat there because everything in me was like, get up and go, cut her off. We don't need this in our life.
Yes.
But I would have cut off one of the biggest blessings God's given me because of my flesh and because of what I want to do. And that's what the enemy was trying.
I was not going to let you leave here. Mm-mm. Yeah. You had to call 911.
Stop it.
You would have to call 911. You weren't about to leave my life. No, the Lord put you to my life. I wasn't about to let you leave. No.
But people think it's easy. It's not easy because I know you sat there. I know it was hard for Erica to see this.
Yeah.
She was hurt too. We all sat there hurting.
Yes.
And it was knowing how good God is and knowing that if we sit here and we beat the enemy
at
his game.
That's why she won't let you leave. She said, sit that down.
I sat
she
down
told
too.
You. She told you to because you got up to leave. She said, you're going to sit back down here. We're going to have to deal
and
with
it. And she wasn't even here. She was virtual.
Yeah.
She's like, don't make me come to Maryland.
I said, Mama, I want you to come.
So I'm glad that it worked out the way that it did because it was hard. People think it's hard.
Yes.
It is not easy. And that's one thing I do want to impress. It's not easy. But if you just stick it out, it will work out in your benefit. Because it's easy for us to get up and walk away. It's easy for us to yell. It's easy for us to say, I'm not dealing with this.
Yes, yes.
But what's easy is not always good for us.
Amen. Amen.
You know? Amen. So I thank you and I love you so much, Mom. Yeah. I'm so grateful for you. And I hope that this, blesses someone.
Yes.
In the future or in the current.
Yes.
In the now. But you have any closing words?
Yes. I hope this has helped someone, and I believe it is, because when God put things on your heart to do things, it's a reason for someone need to hear this situation that we had. And I just pray that you all would pray, and a lot of you who may be listening haven't spoken to someone in years. And this pandemic, God had brought, the enemy brought it to us, but God turned it around to a blessing for husband and wife to get back together again, the family to walk and talk and get, they made things right. because look, life is too short. It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. If we're trying to make heaven our home, but this is nothing to make who's right or wrong. Just make it right. You do it. God put it upon your heart. Don't say he's not going to receive it. But if you receive it or not, just go to that person and tell them you are sorry. Can we start over again? My daughter and I is going to start over again. Amen. It's like we just met. So do that, family. We're all family. We're all sisters and brothers in Christ. Do that for us, please. This is not put on here to be for a show. It's for someone to learn.
This is life.
This is life. And a lot of you are going through things worse than what my daughter had gone through. And you won't speak. You won't forgive. You got to forgive. Because it's like an eating cancer. That's why a lot of people dying from cancer and those diseases, because they will not let go. You got to ask for forgiveness. Whether that person accepts it or not, the word of God tells us to ask for forgiveness. Go to that person. If you got anything wrong against a person, go to that person. Not to the world, not to anybody. Go to that person and make it right. And then when God bless that relationship, then you bring it, show it to the world, to give it a testimony of how good God is. I pray that I love you all, and I pray you all have a blessed day. That's Veronica. Annette.
I
can call her later. Okay. So, it's after 10.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, we're expecting a call. So, we're going to close out. And something is just placed on my heart. When it comes to the flesh, there's that popular saying, you should leave well enough alone. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit and when it comes to our Lord and walking in righteousness, is that
Amen.
You should, some things you should not leave alone. Well enough should not be left alone Amen. When it comes to that, because you have to press in and break down those walls and barriers that are keeping us from being better people and loving one another.
Amen.
Okay, so my mom is taking a call right now, so we're going to close out. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Mom.
Hold on a minute. I'm sorry. I'll call you back.
You're going to take the call right at the end. Okay, sorry. Bye, everybody. You so much. Y'all have a good one. It's okay.
I'm sorry. Forgive me, everyone, please.
You might as well call her back now.
I'm going to call her back.
Yes, all right, we're done.